back in May of this year that the New South Wales Attorney General, Mark Speakman, ordered a second public inquiry into the conviction of the woman dubbed Australia's worst female serial killer. And this is amid claims that new scientific evidence could clear Kathleen Folbig over the deaths of her four children. This is part of what Mark Speakman had to say on this subject back in May of this year.
I can well understand why members of the public may shake their heads and roll their eyes in disbelief about the number of chances that Ms. Folbig has had to clear her name, and why does the justice system allow someone who's been convicted of homicides, multiple homicides, yet another go. But the evidence clearly, in my view, reaches the necessary threshold for some kind of intervention. It certainly rises to the level of question or doubt that's referred to in the statute about appeals and reviews in this sort of matter. That doesn't mean that I formed any view as to the guilt or innocence of Ms. Folbig, nor as to whether there is any reasonable doubt about her conviction. But certainly, there is enough of a question or doubt that this new scientific evidence raises that justifies some form of intervention.
It's Mark Speakman, the New South Wales Attorney General, announcing the second inquiry, which I might add gets underway today. It's not a trial, it's an inquiry, but it's interesting the reaction that I've had already this morning. Brian has emailed in, subject here, he's got child killer. Good morning, Richard. They are kidding. She killed the kids. She already admitted to it. Here we go again. O.J. Simpson syndrome. Soon someone will say Ivan Milat is not guilty of his murders. And look, I think it highlights what I think, you know, many people have said in connection with Kathleen Folbig, who I might add has been in jail for almost 20 years now, convicted back in 2003, that this is very similar to the Lindy Chamberlain episode. Everybody's got 20 cents worth on this one and an opinion, including my next guest, John Kerr, the Australian author who, it was only about 5 or 6 weeks ago, published a book called The Big Folbig Mistake, A Mother's Fight for Justice. John joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Richard.
When, why and how did you first become interested in the Kathleen Folbig case, John?
I got a two-book contract from Penguin, and one of them was to write a book on murders in the family. And so that's how I stumbled across R versus Folbig. And when I started reading the material, I was deeply, deeply suspicious, and I called the chapter Smother Mother with a question mark. And since that time, the evidence has grown that she had nothing to do with the deaths of her children.
Right. So initially, you wanted to write it. I think it's filicide, isn't it? Described a parent deliberately killing a child. You wanted to do a chapter on that, and
that's right. Yeah, I wanted a matricidal mother at the time. That was all I needed, and she seemed to fit. But by the end of it, I was in grave doubts.
Right, okay. And why did you have grave doubts?
The English experience suggests that there's something very wrong with some of the medical homilies. The most famous one is Roy Meadows. One, Sid's death in the family is a tragedy. Two is suspicious. And three, will basically get out the handcuffs.
Right.
That's been absolutely exploded to be bad statistics by the Royal Statistical Society. It's been overturned, and reforms have been carried out so that criminal cases in England and Wales, and now Scotland and Norway and New Zealand and Canada, are under constant review so that they can catch up on things like advances in science.
And look, I might add too, I mentioned it earlier, that paediatrician Meadows has since been struck off the UK medical register because of misleading testimony he offered during a trial to a woman who was also accused of similar crimes to Kathleen Folbig.
He managed to put away three women for long periods, 3.5 years, for example, in the case of the most high-profile one, Helen Clark, and the jury in Tripputi Patel came in with a not guilty verdict, so he's in total disgrace.
Look, it was all circumstantial evidence that that convicted Kathleen, including diary entries. Now, I believe that the first 2 days of the inquiry are going to be focusing on new genetic evidence, and I believe there's a large body of evidence to suggest that two of the deaths could have been caused by genetic abnormality that predisposed them to SIDS, and I think two of the others might have had a predisposition to a heart malfunction as well. And I think that evidence will be heard today and tomorrow, and I think it's early next year. They're going to be looking at interpretations of those diary entries. Is that the way you understand it, John, the way the inquiry will go?
Well, yes, the heart disease and genetics is in the first tranche, that's this month, and the diaries will be held over until February next year. There's something odd about that, I've got to admit, because the psychological evidence and the diary evidence, she never once admitted in those diaries to killing a child. It's all elusive stuff, and it could be interpreted in lots of ways. If you gave 100 people the full 40 to 50,000 words of the diaries and ask them to figure out what went on, I don't think they'd come up with murders.
No. Well, as a number of people have pointed out, they've cherry-picked a number of lines, and I think the prosecution in the trial used one in particular. I think she stated, I am my father's daughter, and of course her father killed her mother. She didn't exactly have a great start in life, Kathleen Folbick, did she, John?
No, but she recovered pretty well. I mean, she was a difficult child as a foster child at first, but you know, the sibling rivalry quietened down, and she became more attentive in class and became a solid student instead of a recalcitrant one. Now she's recovered pretty well from all that.
Look, this is an example of the feedback I've had this morning. This is one from Ted. One child dies of SIDS, tragic, four die unbelievable. Her own husband suspected her. The odds of all her kids dying of SIDS is statistically improbable. The courts have been convinced of her guilt, but the so-called experts all know better. The woman will be released soon, so it's all about compensation. The ambulance chasers are active. Imagine the claim for 20 years of false imprisonment. Follow the money. I mean, that's the attitude of a lot of people, John.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I do understand that. I've met such people.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, Dr. Robert Kavner, who's been acting for Kathleen Folbig for a long time, claimed that in the last inquiry, Justice Blanche didn't engage with the science. And I believe that to be true. The science is very strong. There's nothing unusual about the fact that people with one of their CALM genes, if it's not producing the correct template for the making of the protein colodnium, you're going to get possibly fatal cardiac arrhythmias. It's just a fact.
Mm. All right, this is another one. Good morning, Richard. They are kidding. She killed the kids. She already admitted to it. Here we go again. O.J. Simpson syndrome. Soon some will say Ivan Milat is not guilty of his murders. Look, many say it's even worse than Lindy Chamberlain. Everybody's got an opinion on this one, and some of them are pretty damning. Look, one of the problems we have in Australia, which I think they've remedied over in the UK, we don't have a case review system, do we? So, in other words, if you've explored all your avenues for appeal, that's it. You're stuck. Do you think we should have a case review system a la what they have over in the United Kingdom?
Well, I think yes, because, I mean, the record of the Criminal Cases Review Commission in England was to free Irishmen who'd been unjustly accused of bombing pubs to kill British soldiers, and smother mothers. That's what they did. They overturned those verdicts. The Kathleen Folbig has been in jail. She's going to be in jail for 20 years. It's the worst. She never admitted to a thing. That's got to be said. There's not one single clear admission. We've talked about virtual admissions. Well, that's just a literary opinion based on your reading. It just doesn't stand up against crook genes. Crook genes are very basic. They take precedence.
Yeah. All right. You will be following the inquiry today and throughout its course, John.
I'll be following it today. I'll be at the Chief Secretary's building to attend, but after that I'll be following it online.
Yeah, all right. Look, thank you very much for your time this morning. And look, fascinating book. I've been reading it all weekend. The Big Folbig Mistake, A Mother's Fight for Justice. And as you say, the only person that is ever going to know is Kathleen Folbig. Isn't that right, John?
That's right. Even Craig Folbig, who was second or close behind, he can't be absolutely sure. Absolute certainty is rare.
Yes, all right. Look, thank you very much for your time. A fascinating book, John, and we'll certainly stay in touch as the inquiry progresses.
Anytime, Richard.
Good on you. Thank you very much for that. John, yeah, the book's called The Big Foul Big Mistake, A Mother's Fight for Justice.